You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. It's just about 25 minutes to the top of the hour, and my next guests are here from the Polaris House. Welcome, Bruce and Daryl. Thanks for being here today.
Great. Thanks. Thank you. Good to be here, Shelley.
Bruce, you're the executive director. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do at the Polaris House?
Well, Polaris House is a psychosocial rehab model of recovery for adults who are living with serious and persistent mental illness. We focus on providing a safe, welcoming environment where that person has an opportunity to make valuable contributions to the community, not only through completing work done at the Polaris House, but also being able to access greater opportunities within the entire community.
And Daryl Wilkerson, you're a member representative to the board of directors. What does that mean?
Well, basically, I take all the comments from the members to the board and report to the board, you know, what's going on, and then be able to report back to the members whatever kind of response the board had for anything that they were concerned with.
You're like a liaison.
Like correct.
A go-between. Requires a lot of communication skills, yeah?
It does.
That sounds really interesting. So you're here today to do some recruitment, right?
Yeah.
You're looking for a new board member. And there's a breakfast that people can come to if they're interested in becoming a board member. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Well, kind of let Daryl talk about the breakfast. He's been organizing it, so.
All right, Daryl.
Well, this coming Saturday, we're going to have a pancake breakfast. And just invite the community, anybody that's interested, we got to come by and see what we do, see what the requirements are, what kind of commitment, you know, we're looking for, whatever. And the breakfast is free to prospective board members. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of good food.
Free pancakes can't beat that.
We have really, really good food. We have great cooks. So food's always good.
How many people can you feed? Like 100, 200?
Oh, for this kind of an event, we can probably feed anywhere from 30 to 40.
That sounds good. And the Polaris House, you're located on Willoughby, is that correct?
434 Willoughby, there at Willoughby Place.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of people out there like me who have walked past it a lot of times,
yeah.
But never went inside.
Yeah, this is true.
So when we come in, do we need to find the room with the pancakes, or will it all
be
right out
there? No, when
you
come in, it'll be obvious as to where everything is.
Okay.
We have a very open floor plan on the first floor, and when you walk in, you pretty much can see it. Everything that you need to see about, you know, we'll have someone at the front desk greeting people, and we'll ask people to sign a guest book. And then depending on the timing, whether someone eats first or gets a tour first, it just depends on when our guests arrive.
So breakfast and a tour.
Yes, absolutely.
That sounds like fun.
And you get to meet other staff and other board and other Polaris House members.
And again, the objective is to recruit a new board member or members. Are you looking for more than one?
We'd like to find three more.
Three more.
We have available of seven seats on the board, four which are filled, but we need to fill those last three. That board composition and number of board members is actually important to our accreditation, who we get certified by through Clubhouse International.
So, what does being a board member entail?
Well, we focus on three areas. It's funding, governance, and administration. So in general, it's a governing board that meets once a month, review financial documents, review program reports, and provide insights and suggestions for doing things better or approving the financial reports that we put together with our accountant. We look for people who have resources, not necessarily money. But an example could be someone who owns a construction company, right? So whenever we would need some help with a capital project, with our physical space, that person could be a resource to help us procure those supplies and workers to make it happen. Or maybe a lawyer, so that lawyer can keep us up to date on labor laws. or you know, anything that's new that's going on with the labor force rules, because those do change regularly. Having someone who's a psychiatrist can come in and provide us with that expertise, help us set up, you know, different types of educational groups for the members with, you know, medications and side effects and those kinds of things. So that's basically what we're looking for.
Great. And have you had these breakfasts in the past? Or have they been successful in recruiting board members?
Actually, no. This is my brainstorm.
It's our first one. Yeah.
Trying to, as Bruce mentioned, it's part of our accreditation, and that is supposed to be next month.
We're sending in a letter of correction next month, and board composition and board number of seats filled is part of what we report on in that letter.
What would happen if you couldn't meet the requirements?
Well, we would be able to maintain our accreditation. It's just that we would need to bring Clubhouse International faculty back to Juneau to do another on-site evaluation. Right now, we're in the first year of a three-year conditional certification. And if they accept our letter of correction in March, then we'll get those last 2 years as unconditional years. If they find that they are not satisfied with that, then they'll want to come back up into an on-site evaluation. So we're not in jeopardy of losing our accreditation, but we do need to make some improvements so that we can continue moving forward.
Well, you did the right thing, Daryl, coming on Juneau Afternoon. We'll help you get the word out and get people mm-hmm. to the pancake breakfast so they can find out more.
And so generally, just a little bit mm-hmm. on what being a board member entails. It's a minimum of 4 to 5 hours a month. Attend the meeting once a month. Board members are also welcome and encouraged to come in during any time, whether it's a holiday party or work hours or lunch. You know, we really welcome board members to come in whenever they want. And so it's at least 4 or 5 hours of work each month, and more depending on the person's desire or commitment, you know, what level they want to be involved at.
Meetings are monthly?
Meetings are monthly on the third Thursday evening. Runs from 5:30 to usually no later than 7:30. If we go to 7:30, that's been a long meeting. One of the reasons we can keep our meetings short is because we meet monthly. So there's not like a big buildup of quarterly
right.
financial reports.
Old business.
Right, right.
Yeah. Daryl, you communicate with board members a lot, as we've already talked about. What kind of person do you hope will come and join the board at the Polaris House?
Someone that's willing to dedicate to not only the board itself, but to the members. You know, make an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Show that they care in what's going on, and have that compassion of not necessarily sympathy, but empathy.
Well, I really hope you find the right person. That's a great description.
Thanks.
Yeah. So if that person is out there listening.
Yes, we're looking for you. We will find you.
And you should come to the pancake breakfast at the Polaris House on Willoughby this Saturday at 10 a.m. At least come and see what it's all about.
Sure. That's another opportunity too for members of the public who may not be very familiar with what we do, to be able to come in and, you know, get an orientation and see what we're doing.
Bruce and Daryl, thanks so much for being here today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, it's great to be here today. Daryl and I do this frequently. Actually, we've gotten to the point where we're doing it once a month, once every 2 months or so, and it's really it's great to have KTOO as a resource to help us.
I'm really glad I got to speak with both of you today. And
Thank
have a great
so
time
much.
On Saturday. You're
Thanks.
Welcome.